Now, over the past 5 years, an annual average of 2,100 knives are being confiscated from suspects, throwing a light on knife crime around the country. Already this year, 432 knives have been seized so far. The figures, published by the Department of Justice and released in a parliamentary question to Kildare North Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy. Last year's total number of seizures at 2,186 were the second highest annual total in the past decade. The majority, 45%, were seized in Dublin, but significant seizures too in Louth, Cavan Monaghan, Waterford, Kilkenny, Carlow and Limerick. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee says she intends bringing proposals to government shortly to tackle knife crime. She spoke to reporters about the measures on her way into Cabinet this morning.
Early on in this government, myself and Minister Brown formed the Anti-Social Behaviour Forum to look at challenges in our communities, in particular looking at young people and how we can divert them away from a life of crime, how we can address antisocial behaviours in our communities. This is one of the recommendations. We currently have a sentence of up to 5 years for simple possession. What we're doing now is reflecting the seriousness of a crime where someone takes a knife with them with an intention to use it, where they trespass another person's property with a knife and potentially the intention to use it, or where they produce a knife again with an intention to use it. This is an extremely serious crime and we must ensure that the penalty matches the crime here.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee. Deputy Catherine Murphy joins me now. Deputy Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You got these figures in a parliamentary question on knife crime, and they're showing a strong upward trend. Will you talk us through what the figures are telling you?
Yeah, like when you look at it year on year, you don't notice it so much, but if you look at it over 10 years, it jumps off the page that the trend is upwards. And that is the number of knives that are seized. Clearly, the number of knives that are seized will be, you know, will be a fraction of the number that are carried. And we have to look at that in terms of if you're looking at how you actually address this issue. It's not always about the kind of, you know, penalties. It's about, you know, diligent work within, say, youth work. If you look at what they did, for example, in Scotland, where there was an amnesty in recent years, and people handed in knives, and it was very successful. You make people feel that they don't need to carry it in the first instance for self-defence by reducing the number of knives. And then, you know, I mean, other interventions such as they have done in UK hospitals, and we're starting to see it here, where people, young people present, for example, at hospital, then interventions happen by addressing that at community level, where you have vulnerable people arriving at hospital with stab wounds and that. Mm. Look, I mean, the thing about it is that we start looking at this, you can't invest enough in youth work, and that's how you really address this in the longer term. We have a very, you know, we rely hugely on volunteer effort, and for example, if you start looking at costs, the cost of locking somebody up for a year is about 84,000. If you invest that in in prevention, you reduce that significantly. So, you know, you have to have a range of measures, and I think that, you know, just the law and order measure is, you know, okay, people, I completely accept that people have to feel safe and our streets have to be safe. We've got to address those issues. But I think it has to be multi-layered because those trends will continue unless we, because like there's already a significant deterrent. The deterrent is €5,000 and or imprisonment of 12 months, which is not, you know, a minor deterrent. Yet it doesn't seem to have addressed that trend, if you like. And so I think there's way more that needs to be done, and that investment in youth work, that, you know, if you look at what they've, as I say, what they've done with the hospitals where they've identified that, you have to have appropriate bodies to, you know, and you have to have organisations that you can actually, you know, work with within the in communities. We can see that there are particular areas areas within these figures. Like, for example, the six Dublin regions, you're starting to see, you've called out some of the other areas that that have been on the higher end of these seizures. I think you could be very targeted in how you would deal with that. But, you know, you just can't allow the trend to continue.
But you're calling for a multi-layered approach. In order to have a multi-layered approach, do we have enough information? Do we know, you know, why young people are putting, you know, arming themselves with knives when they go out? What types of knives are we calling about? You talked about an amnesty there. I mean, are they taking a kitchen knife out of the knife drawer? What is going on? Do we know enough about the background to all of this?
Well, I don't know enough about it other than I've got the figures, but there are people who are doing research. We don't use some of that research nearly enough, for example, where it's gathered within our universities, and that kind of relationship needs to be better, for example, so as that we understand that better. And there's no doubt that that information has been gathered. But as I say, what's defined as a knife in Irish legislation is a sharp implement. You know, it can be a homemade thing. It can be, you know, it could be a machete to a flick knife, to a kitchen knife. It's across the spectrum. But the reason why people are carrying, the more unsafe people feel, and particularly young people, like using a knife as, you know, for protection carries the possibility of a prison sentence, but you have to make people feel safer. And by the amnesty, for example, that works very well, particularly in the Glasgow areas, is the kind of thing that can happen, that you de-escalate to begin with, but you do have to have that investment in youth work, so as that you have those community facilities that work on those deterrents right the way up, and we don't invest nearly enough in that area.
You have the attention of the minister, you have the attention of the Taoiseach now. Law and order seems to be front and centre with this government. Do you expect action?
Yeah, look, I mean, what we don't want, and I've got to say I groaned when I heard of the increase in the number of ASBOs, because the amount of Garda time that goes into ASBOs is, and you wonder if they're effective at all. What we don't want is, we don't want things that are, given the impression that things are being done, there has to be a deeper approach to things like this, and as I say, it has got to be multi-layered. You're seeing a trend going up. At the same time, you see a very significant sanction. So clearly, sanction on its own doesn't work.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Deputy Catherine Murphy there of the Social Democrats.